Shmuel Sofas, negat what we discussed last week, two short Sofas on the case of the taxi. The people that arrived in to the airport late, 3:30, 2 weeks ago on Erev Shabbos. And Shabbos was 4:13 and the shadow was what were they allowed to do to get back from the airport. So there were two nidonim. There was one nidon that got the people in the car. Those that were in the car together with children, and the heter for the children, and we said there wasn't really that much of an issa be'etzem for the people who were in the same taxi as the children. Children had the heter because it was cold. It was for a number of reasons. It's got then of a cotton of a kodesh shem b'sakona, and we're merely allowed to do even a malacha d'raisa and a tzecha cotton. So the car was allowed to come back to bring back the children without any shayla at all. Somebody's in the car at the same time. We said he wasn't really doing much of an issa to remain in the car. It may not be so nice, but staying in the car in that situation wasn't the end of the world. That was one noisa we discussed. We'll discuss another noisa, the imbein hashmoshes. Even on Latzaltis, there were no children in the car, but to remain in the taxi during the zman of bein hashmoshes, during bein hashmoshes, a person's allowed to do a mil akum, even to do a malach deraisa if it's Letzerich Shabbos. So the taxi didn't have any children of a Motzah, a Sorbet Heves, and Bilel Shabbos, we stranded out. And they were in the car already, and they told the guy before Ben Hashmoshes to stay in the car, also wasn't the end of the world. Navada, it was a covered Shabbos, those who got out. And if the car they would have stayed in, it wouldn't have been correct to come into the area, but Mekadin, those that were together with the children in the car could remain in, and those that went in the car with the children were. In the time of Minashmosha said they had to stay in the car. Two Oisophus. Oisophus number one, somebody asked in Shia, I don't remember who, that what's about Mabe Bishurim, Ribu Bishurim. We're discussing that if you're in a car, when a car's going in any case, you're not really doing much malocha. You're sitting in the car, the driver's doing the malocha, the Torah, somebody else who has a heter to be in that car, and I'm sitting in the car, what am I doing? I'm a goyim maybe for a bit more petrol to be burnt because I'm sitting in the car, but I'm not doing much of a malachim. We said it's always negia. People come back from hospital and the labor coach has had to come back and the husband's there, he's not really not doing much of a malachim, but still, why doesn't just make of him to go into the taxi just like that? But it's not really doing much of a malachim. We said on the train, the Shulam Yishev said, was this the rise of Zilzul Shabbos, taking it as a form of a taxi, but Be'etzim sitting in the car not doing much of malacha. So somebody asked, what's about Ribu B'Shurim? Be'etzim, Ribu B'Shurim. We said not doing much of malacha. Even if it would be malacha, it's Ribu B'Shurim. An answer in Shia, but Ribu B'Shurim is not really Negea. Because even in Latzad, as Ribu B'Shurim, we mentioned the early Shurim, that's it's the Shainim, whether we make it for Ribu B'Shurim by malachas, which are being done, Leheta, Letzecheila, for different Eterim on Shabbos, and Me'ikadin, Ribu B'Shurim, with the limit, Bomekel. But here, it's Shver to call it Ribu B'Shurim. Ribu B'Shurim is that the Melach is done for one person, and somebody else, Chabtal, joins along when the Melach is being done for one person. So, for example, he's doing the cooking, Letzer Choyla. So, the cook is taking the Zechoyla, so another piece, or bigger behemoth, all these things, is more taking place at the same time. But if somebody goes into a taxi, even though the taxi would have gone without me, but when I sit inside the taxi, and the taxi driver, it's getting mished on, who the one who ordered the taxi, and who's the one who's paying it at the end of the day, he's there to do the job for whoever comes inside the taxi. And therefore, the driving of the taxi is done l'chatchila for any person who's gone inside the taxi. So Ribu B'Shurim, L'choy doesn't come under Ribu B'Shurim. Ribu B'Shurim is if you do a melacha that's being done, L'tzeh Chachoyla, and the Yibush L'tzeh Chachoyla, it's Vada being done L'tzeh Chachoyla, so then at the same time, there's something else, it's a bit gechapt, what's happening L'tzeh Chachoyla. But if the melacha is being done L'chatchila, L'tzeh a Yid and a Goy, or L'tzeh two people, that's not called a Ribu B'Shurim. The taxi driver is coming. The taxi driver is driving the taxi for whoever comes. Whoever goes inside the taxi, he's doing it. But you tell me who's coming and I'm going to drive. Whoever goes inside, that's for the job. He's not doing it for one person. It's not a malacha that you can say it's limited to one person and then there's somebody else who's going along. The taxi driver, whoever, he may not be both of them didn't call out the taxi, but he's doing the job, whoever's come inside the taxi. And therefore, it doesn't come under Rubu B'Shur and B'Khalal to go in a taxi. To say when that had to wouldn't be the other tale, number one. But number two,
if an ambulance was taking her home, she'd been in hospital and an ambulance was taking her home, for someone to go in the ambulance, he's definitely doing it for her.
Yes, an ambulance, correct. The ambulance wouldn't be a taxi service. Ambulance would be more the case that he's doing it. It's a service that's only being offered, the chayla, and I'm coming also to accompany the chayla along. That would be more Rebbe B'Shur. But a taxi is the driver of the taxi is doing for whoever goes early onto the taxi. So there's two people early, then the taxi driver is doing it for both people who are going inside the taxi. It's getting Rishon, who's the main person, who's the second person, and he's... Ambulance would be more a case of Rebbe B'Shur. Ambulance are taking a choyla. Ambulance would be more Rebbe B'Shur. The ambulance's job is only to take the choyla, and I join along the ambulance that's going. The Rebbe B'Shurim also has its limits, but I'm saying whether you can look at it as Rebbe B'Shurim, a taxi l'chor can't be looked at as Rebbe B'Shurim at all. The taxi driver has to do, his job is to take whoever goes inside the taxi. It's a shuttle service, a service for whoever is early in the taxi, so it's the difference who's paying. The service is to take two, so one person calls up, the labour coach calls up, but I go inside the taxi, so he's taking both of us home, he doesn't care who's paying and who's ordered it. The taxi driver is working for whoever comes inside the taxi to take them both. Maybe an ambulance not like that. Like an ambulance who's there to take the chayla and a chap along with that, then would come one, the Rebbe B'Shurim. Or number one. Or number two, which is wichtig, that Be'emes, it's a Mishnah in Shabbos, and it's Kepaskunt in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person, mamish this case, that if a person is going in the Shusarabim before Shabbos, and he's stuck together, he has money on him, and he's coming towards Shabbos. So even though we usually wouldn't have a heter of Amil Akum, and we don't say Adam Bawal Al Mamayne, but when a person is on Erev Shabbos, walking, and he has Chafetzim, which we don't allow him to do Melacha, we're scared that he's going to land up doing a proper Melacha on Shabbos, therefore we're Mekel to allow him to do and Issa, the Rabbonon, of Dainu, and Amela Akum, in order to avoid him from doing a Melacha Daraisa. The Be'alocha explains that even though we're not Mekel by a fire, says the Be'alocha, by a fire to put out the fire, get the goy to put out the fire, is a bit indirect to the damage that's being caused. The fire is going to cause damage to an item. And if the item gets burnt, so Mamela is going to be a hefset for the owner. So we look at it, the Amela Akum isn't direct to the hefset. It's to get the fire extinguished in order they shouldn't run into hefset. Mashenkin, a person who has money on him and it comes Shabbos and he's landed up with this thing, so we're worried about the money that he's carrying. We're worried about the money he's carrying, Shulchan Aruch, that we're mekel to allow a goy to carry it in order to avoid him doing a malach himself. So really, let's get to the second half of what we discussed. We said even if he's going to go out of the car, but his zecher can't leave his luggage inside the car. So people had shver, but the zeheta of hefsed to allow a goy to do a melacha. Mamish, this case when a person was going in the Rishus Arabim and he was worried that his items would get lost. So shteitin the Mishnah and shteitin Shulchan Aruch Mekel. So why can't he get the taxi to bring the luggage home to his house? On that, the tshuva is that anachanami, that heta is a b'dievedike heta. If there would be no other way out of it, then we would allow the taxi to take this person's luggage. But it isn't heta. I can tell the taxi driver to bring it back after Shabbos. It's a heta because Adam Bo'al Amamoyna, in order to avoid the yid doing a melacha, so we extend the heta of a melacha more than we usually would. But here, Chabanetza, to tell the taxi driver to bring it after Shabbos. So to get a goy to do melacha for me on Shabbos isn't a heta. The heta is when there's no other way and I'm scared that person's going to do it. But normally, like a timso, you've ordered a taxi, or you can trace the taxi, there's no chashash he's going to gun off your passport, there's no chashash he's going to gun off your tefillin, there's no chashash that whoever's in your case, he's going to walk off with it. So I can tell him after Shabbos, and I'll pay you accordingly to do it after Shabbos.
The fact is, you know that he's now going to drive it back to his house.
That's not to do, he's doing it for himself, that's not for me. I've told him to bring it to me on Motzei Shabbos. What he does now is all for himself, nothing to do with me. I can't get a goy to do melacha for me, a melacha deraisa on Shabbos. I've told him I want him after Shabbos. So the staying in the taxi would have been a heter be'etzem ikah adin, either because you get it with the children or not al tzribu b'shurim. But if they came out of the taxi, then to get the cases delivered to the house, that's a problem. A bit to another noisa, which we discussed very little, but it's quite a big noisa. And again, to Shabbos, that's Schar Shabbos. Till now we discussed Melochah on Shabbos. I get a goy to do Melochah for me, which I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos. Kabbalonis, Schiris, Arisis, various different ways with the Terim to get a goy to do Melochah for me. I go stamp to a goy to put the light on for me for Shabbos. I'm El Akum to get a goy to do Pa'ula for me on Shabbos. There's another problem called Schar Shabbos. That means besides for the work that's happening on Shabbos, besides for the problem of Maris Ayin, I'm not allowed to gain money on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to have a business running for me on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to make profit on Shabbos for Schar Shabbos if I've got a bathhouse or I've got some worker doing work for me on Shabbos. I can't have a worker doing work for me on Shabbos because Chazal Asad Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is a because of Mekhel Memka, for other reasons, I can't gain from Shabbos, and therefore babysitting on Shabbos, when I get a Yiddish girl to look after my children on Shabbos, she's not doing any melacha. I haven't asked her to do a melacha, but she's got a problem to take money on Shabbos from work done on Shabbos because of Schar Shabbos. A person who's a chazan, a person who's a baal tekeah, that's where it's discussed. In Shulchan Aruch, is he allowed to take schar for it? Is he not allowed to take schar for it? Is he allowed to take schar because of mitzvah? Maybe he won't see brocha from it. That's all because he's doing a melacha, which is getting money from something which is done on Shabbos. The case that's also me'ikah din is when I'm gaining from a pu'ula that I couldn't do myself on Shabbos. Of them is the schar Shabbos. Now, the schar Shabbos is extended not only to when I've got a bathhouse, let's say the kids at the bathhouse, I've got a goy who's working for Kablonos, I've got a goy that it's mutter for him to do the melacha on Shabbos for whatever reason, but I'm getting the profits from the bathhouse that open on Shabbos. That's a problem of Schar Shabbos. How do we get out of Schar Shabbos always? By Avlah. That's where Avlah clicks in. Avlah clicks in that I'm not gaining the money just for Shabbos itself. I'm getting the money for the other times too. So Mamela, that's Havlah. As long as you make that the payment is a more general payment, not just for Shabbos itself. It started a bit at the babysitting a bit before Shabbos, and the job continued afterwards. Something that's not just for Shabbos itself, Havlah, Schar Shabbos is Mutter. An extension of Schar Shabbos is that I'm not allowed to rent out my property and get money from rental that takes place on Shabbos. So I've got a house which I rent out, and it starts just for Shabbos itself, not for Friday, not for Motzei Shabbos, it's just a Shabbos rental, and I take money for the Shabbos rental. So that's also an extension of Schar Shabbos. Really, there's no melacha taking place, nobody's doing anything. But I've gained Schar for Shabbos. Since Chazal didn't want that I should gain money from melacha done on Shabbos, they extended it also to Schar Shabbos from a rental. I've rented out a property, and it's limited to Shabbos itself. Schar Shabbos, you can't take the money.
If he goes in an hour before and leaves an hour afterwards, that's
what's the payment for? The payment is for Shabbos time or for Friday.
So then
it's not Shabbos. That's Havlah. That's Havlah. If you started before Shabbos, then it's Havlah. But if it's limited only to Shabbos or Shabbos rental, then the money is for Shabbos. You put your things down ready beforehand, but your payment is for Shabbos itself, and you got a problem of Schar Shabbos.
You pay per day, you miss a few days, no?
If you pay per day, then also, then I paid for Shabbos day. No, I paid for Shabbos. If I pay per day, then it's also a problem. If the day of Shabbos, sorry. If any payment that's for Shabbos itself is a problem, when I say extend the Shabbos day, then I take a one-day rental, and I start that rental, instead of when Shabbos comes in, I start at 12 o'clock Erev Shabbos. The same payment, but instead of being limited to Shabbos itself, the rental is a longer rental, not for Shabbos, from Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, to Motzei Shabbos. It's from Erev Shabbos, 12 o'clock, to Motzei Shabbos. So then, we say that the Schar isn't just for Shabbos itself, it's Havlah for Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. But like Rosh Chaim is saying, if I do for 4-day rentals, each day is from night till Shkia to Shkia, Shkia to Motzah, to the next day, and there's for 4 days, 5 days, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, and I charge per day. That's not called Havlah, because my rental is for Shabbos, is the day before Natsma. I'm giving a complete Scha for Shabbos. The only way that Havlah works is that Shabbos is Muvla in the other days, but if Shabbos is a unit by itself, because I charge per day, and Shabbos' day doesn't start Erev Shabbos earlier, before Shabbos, and continues on to what's Shabbos. Shabbos day is Shabbos itself, so then you've got no Havlah. Havlah is only if you make the payment for Shabbos, that the Shabbos ticket payment isn't just Shabbos itself, it's Shabbos has been extended to Erev Shabbos. So the money that I'm paying for Shabbos is a Shabbos. But as soon as you divide it up in days, then Shabbos...
You calculate your price on days and then just give the total figure?
No, that's the no difference. That stays. We only said by Kabbalonis, we had the Heta, that if you are giving my car to be repaired, he's paying for the job. You can't stop it halfway. He's paying for the job. The job, you pay, you work out for how many hours it took him, but that's not considered paying for the hours, it's paying for the job. But when you rent an apartment, it's not that you pay for the whole rental, you pay how many days you've been taking it for, but instead of going every day to the counter and paying for it, I pay after 4 days for the whole lot, but I'm paying per day. Anything that's done per day or per hour is considered different outsmash.
Once these places work, you're allowed to go and say 2 o'clock, you have to sleep by 12 on Sunday, whatever it is.
Anachrami. That's called Havlah. That's called Havlah. That is called Havlah.
Should hide out the kiddush room for Shabbos morning, for instance? If anyone wants to make a kiddush, not pray them, just Shabbos morning, would be a problem. If they had it just for Shabbos morning,
if the shul would be making Schar Shabbos for the rental itself, which they are. You got the hall before and after. But yes, if it's only the Betzim, that would be a problem with Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos, maybe. But Betzim Schar Shabbos. That is a Schar Shabbos. Yeah. If you take it only for the hours of Shabbos morning to use the hall, that's Schar Shabbos. Yeah. Hotel is the same thing. And anything that's done for the day of Shabbos itself, and it's not Muvla with other days, then already it's a Schar Shabbos. If you're gaining per kaddish, if you get paid per day, you don't get a yearly payment. Let's say only for Shabbos. must be. I didn't think of that one. That's a kaddish. A Kaddish on Shabbos itself, and you've been paid for that Kaddish, that's a Schar Shabbos, yes, by itself. If you go your side to Shabbos, you can't say that Kaddish before Shabbos. What? I'm not sure about this, I'm a couple of Shabbos, I can already do my Shabbos to Kaddish. I'm not sure that's a Schar Shabbos. If the outside's on Shabbos, and you're makabel Shabbos early, then you're not makbid to say the Kaddish at night, right? You're not makbid to say the Kaddish. Let's say that's your side on Shabbos, and you have ma'ariv in the winter and in the summer before the Zman. When do you say the Kaddish? You makabel Shabbos early. Sometimes you got your side on Shabbos, and you're makabel Shabbos early in the summer. When do you say that Kaddish? You say it before the Zman. You say before the Zman. Does that go into Schar Shabbos? Not sure about that. Probably, I'm not sure. Money back. Steht der Zech Mitzvah, you're allowed to. Steht der Zech Mitzvah, you're allowed to, but Etzem. But you don't see Zech Mitzvah, but you're allowed to. But Schar Shabbos, Zech Mitzvah, you're allowed to, because you don't see Simon Brocha. You know what's up with any person who's daven, any chazan who takes money, or Baal Tekeah takes money, who state that he is in a Simon Brocha from that money, but he's allowed to take Schar. Yeah, but Shabbos doesn't say that. That's the known heter. Shabbos doesn't go with that. Shabbos heter for chazan is because he gets schar for Shabbos. He gets a schar for Shabbos. It's a tzech mitzvah. That's an item maker. So if you get schar for kaddish, which is on Shabbos, it's a tzech mitzvah. Maybe lechatchilah would be taken not to take money for it. It was only for the yotzeit on Shabbos.
You have to give it back.
No, they don't have to give it back. No. The worst thing is they don't receive a bracha from it. which means that they don't gain money from that money. Yeah, could be. And make avlo, work it out, avlo, make it out. You're not doing only for Shabbos. Make it for a few days. If the yard side's on Shabbos, you got a problem. If the yard side's on Shabbos and you're getting paid for the yard side, then not to take, even for mitzvah, would be not to take schar for that kaddish.
But once you did take it,
then you'd have to give back. No, you'd have to give back. The poskim is handing a poskim. Mechitzchok, the Shevet Halevi, have a machlokes about whether or not there's a problem of schar Shabbos for money gained on Shabbos, not from a rental, not from a melacha that was done, but from my machine that somebody bought an item for on Shabbos, and I gain the profit from the item. For example, I've got a vending machine, I've got a machine that sends whatever, can machines, and I put it in the train station, and the guy goes past on Shabbos, and he puts money in the machine, and he buys that can. So forget Mekich HaMemka, let's say you get around Mekich HaMemka, I was marketed to go before Shabbos, whatever, forget the other problems. Let's just discuss Schar Shabbos. Is there a problem of Schar Shabbos? There's not a problem of Schar Shabbos. Menachem Yitzchak has a tshuva written here in Manchester, on this shaila, owning machines, and Menachem Yitzchak says, takes on as a double poshet that there's no issa on Schar Shabbos for metaltalim with no yid's involvement on Shabbos. If a yid does a pa'ula, so then it's got a problem of Schar Shabbos. My machines doing the malacha, Chazal made a gezeira. And if Shem Zaman takes on the same, the Chazal made the Gezerah, if I'm not allowed to do, get a goy to do a pu'ula for me from Shabbos, or pu'ula, work was done, even Shalei B'Isra, but I can't gain money from that pu'ula, extension of that is Schiris, where the money isn't an exchange of me having given over an item. When I sell an item, says Poshet, I've changed the money, I've given him, I've had a loss, I've given him my item. In exchange of that item, the person pays. That's Mekech HaMemka. Schiris is profit. He hasn't gained anything. Of course, there's the wear and tear, and there's the certain losses that I have. But Be'etzem, Schiris is the same as a pula. I got a goy to rent out my bathhouse. Somebody goes and tables in my bathhouse. He used my bathhouse. I get money for it. It's money, not that he's taken an item of mine. He's paid for an enjoyment, paid for pa'ula. That's called Schar Shabbos. Included in that is of Schar Shabbos is also if I rent out my apartment, so in exchange for the rental, the guy pays me, that's called Schar Shabbos. But when I sell an item, Reb Shem Zalman and Mechasit Chok look at it, that there's no issa. I've given him my item, in exchange of my item, he's paid me money. That doesn't go into an issa of Schar Shabbos Bechal. So according to Mechasit Chok, if I have a vending machine, somebody goes and buys a can on Shabbos, if you've got around the problems of Mekech Memke, no problem with Ma'aseh Ayin because it's out of the Tchum or nobody knows it's mine, I haven't got a problem with Ma'aseh Ayin and that machine. So the guy goes and buys my item on Shabbos, I've done nothing wrong. I'm allowed to gain money through a Mekach on Shabbos. I've got an online sale. I've got something that no pa'ulis involved from anybody. He bought something on Shabbos, but Etzem, as far as Knias Matatlim is concerned, on Shabbos, there's no Issa Bechlal. Rav Vosner writes to Shevet HaLevi, Poshet Ben, there's an Issa, the same way as Schar Shabbos. Interesting, something which is so basic, is unclear in the earlier Poskim. Shem Zaman and Mechasis take on it, Poshet, that it's Muta, and the Shevet HaLevi understands Poshet is also. So normal Schar Shabbos, the same way as you gain money from babysitting, nothing happened, but it was a pool of babysitting. And same as I rent out my house, I've got a problem of taking Schar just for Shabbos itself, because I'm gaining money from Shabbos, so too, if I'm gaining money from a Mekech HaMemka, it's also. So Mekech HaMemka is a Heintiger, Machlekes HaChoinim, which some hold it's Muta, some hold it's also. Even Al Atzad. No, refilling the machine is doing a pu'ula for me. That's if I'm paying somebody to do a pu'ula for me. That's the goy working for me on Shabbos. And I'm paying a goy to do it on Shabbos. If the goy is working for himself, is one thing. But if the goy is working for me on Shabbos, I've got a goy to do kuvei melachta b'Shabbos, is a problem. If the goy is mechuyav to fill it up, and it has to be done on Shabbos, and it should be full all the time, so I've got kuvei melachta b'Shabbos to get a goy to do melacha for me on Shabbos. That's a problem. But if there's no melacha taking place, it's just the selling of the cans. Selling of the cans, if there's no problem with Memka, is a machlekes. Last week I was punked by a bris. I overheard a conversation of somebody was talking about, it seems to be a business that quite a few people have, that if you own car parks or you manage car parks, that means like outside the chemist down the road, if you don't put your number in when you come in, then you land up with quite a hefty fine. It's not run by the chemist itself, it's run by an outsider, a third party that claims the money, and if the money doesn't come in, then they give the fines out. So this Choshimishbot Shaila, whether it's Mutar Osa, is that called money which is deserved, money that they're entitled to? That's one Leisa. But there's another Leisa that even if it's no Choshimishbot Shaila, but on Shabbos, people own these car parks, and on Shabbos, they work 7 days a week, because it's not Dafka for Yiddish place, it's an any Goyish shop. You run the car park, and the money comes in on Shabbos for somebody who parks his car on Shabbos. That money is the Chavon Normalis, HaShabbos. That's not Matatlim. That's money I gain. I didn't do anything. It's my machine takes a picture. Let's say, forget any Malachis. Let's say there's no Malachis taking place, Bechlal. But the money I make for a car that parks there on Shabbos is HaShabbos. Money.
Why is it worse than
what? Because a can that is but for Matatlim. Matatlim, there's their Svara that's considered I'm replacing the Chayfetz that I got. Mekech Umemke is not a profit. Of course, there's a margin of profit on Mekech Umemke. But Mekech Umemke is I gave him an item in exchange. He pays me for it. That's how you look at Mekech Umemke. When you do a job, a pa'ula is money for the work I've done. Schiras is money for the house, not because I've had any losses. Of course, I put in a bit of money for the losses, but be'etzem, it's a profit for work. That schiras comes under the same heading as a pa'ula, which is done on Shabbos, Chashabbos, Chashabbos, Chazal Asad, for pa'ula. Pa'ula, a rental, these sort of things, Chazal Asad. A sale, Chazal Asad, to do a sale on Shabbos, but if I haven't got that problem of a sale on Shabbos, then profits on Shabbos for replacing an item, that's not us on Shabbos. But a car park, what are you paying for? So it's exactly the same as a rental. You paid for having come and parked your car into my car park on Shabbos. That's the same as a rental.
Are you talking about a car park where you pay to use the car park or where you get fined?
You get fined for not using
if
it.
If you don't notify.
Yeah, fined for not notifying.
So that's only when the fine is issued. That's not issued.
Yeah, but the fine is issued for Shabbos.
You claim it, until they claim it from me, I'm never going to pay that one.
Yeah, but
that claim is for Shabbos.
The fact, if you come, if I'm entitled to, if somebody uses my bathhouse on Shabbos, or I'm to babysitting on Shabbos and only give them the invoice 3 weeks later, doesn't mean that's not Schar Shabbos. It was money for Shabbos. That when I give them, when I charge them, is at a later stage. Going into the car park is where the fee, the charge comes.
So if the Roshul, it says, if you pay by this date, it's £60. And if you pay that rate, it's £100. And that extra £40 doesn't to me question, because that's up to him.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Not sure. Also, for that price, for the Shabbos sticker parking, it's two prices. It's all on the Shabbos sticker parking that I'm charging for. I'm not sure. But the point of the initial.
Here is for the car park place. I paid for not notification. Is that called schiras? Yes or no?
That's the way the company make their money, is they tell you that they're not charging you for Betim's free parking, but
if you don't notify, you're paying for the skiers.
That's my profit. I'm the one who's running the car park. For me, it's a business. For me, I'd much rather most people go and don't put the number into the machine and I'll be able to get my person. I'm not doing
it. They pay for the notification, they pay for the skiers.
The money that's coming my way is my profit from the car park. Well, the way I tell them I'm charging them is that I can't charge you straight away when you come in. That's it. It's for having parked your car into my car park on Shabbos. That is Chash Shabbos. I put it in the form of a knas. I put it, camouflage it in knas. But Lamaisa, me who owns the car park, my panosa is that the money that comes from him having parked his car there on Shabbos, I'm getting Chash Shabbos. Chash Shabbos is a problem. Now, there's a third noisa, and that's Hanor Mimaisa Shabbos.
Sorry?
Hanor Mimaisa Shabbos. Ah. And that we didn't discuss, and that's what's Nagia to deliveries, postage, all these melachas which are I gain from on Shabbos, besides for the aspect of the pu'ula, the goy, the delivery man who's doing it for me on Shabbos, but there's another nekuda as I'm nene memaisa Shabbos. I'm gaining from something that happened on Shabbos. So, there's two categories. There's one category, which is Bemis, the case we discussed of somebody gives his car to be repaired before Shabbos. I give my car to be repaired before Shabbos. I give it to him on Wednesday, and he says there's a backlog, there's a lot of cars in front of me. He's not sure when he's going to do it. He's not committing himself to any time. For Shabbos, I don't know when he's going to do it. Could be ready before, could be ready after. If he does it on Shabbos, he's doing it for himself. It's Kablonis, he's doing it for himself. Meikadin, there's no problem. A Kablonis, Darkoi be Kablonis, and it's not a Mechubu Lekarka. Even if I go past him on Shabbos, let's say, Rebbe Falk doesn't hold that way around, he's got Chiddush Rebbe Falk in this, he holds a Mechubu to be Meicha when the Koi repairs your car on Shabbos, but let's go without it. I give him my car in, my car's being repaired, I'm not Mechubu to stop him doing it on Shabbos, he's doing it for himself. But what happens if I know he's done it on Shabbos? I walked past and I saw him repairing my car on Shabbos. Am I lechatchila allowed to be nene from that car on Shabbos? Or should I lechatchila wait b'chdei sheyasu? As long as it would take him to do the repair, which means if he's a repair shop that's open always, only during daytime, so Motzah Shabbos, B'chdei Sheyasu, won't help to wait. By night, how long it took him to do the repairs, because B'chdei Sheyasu says how long it would take me to have that melacha usually done. B'chdei Sheyasu means the normal way, if it's something that doesn't offer service by night, B'chdei Sheyasu is a longer B'chdei Sheyasu. If I gave my car in to be repaired a few days before Shabbos, I go past him on Shabbos, I saw the repair took place on Shabbos, we said that was ahead of Kablonis, how long, or is it lachatchila or not lachatchila, to use our Motzah Shabbos? And Shulchan Aruch state like this. Shulchan Aruch state, Koil Shekotzas, in simulation base, Sif Dalet. Koil Shekotzas, Kotzas, he made a fixed price. Afal P, Sheyase in a Yudim Melocha B'Shabbos, Mutal Yisroel Lilboish, Hakli B'Shabbos Atzmo. Even if the Yid, the Goy, sewed my garment on Shabbos, but he didn't have to do it on Shabbos, I'm allowed to even wear it on Shabbos. The Koil Shekotzas, Adaita, the Nafshek of it. Every time I made a fixed price, and I didn't tell him it has to be done on Shabbos. If he did it on Shabbos, he did it for himself. And therefore, if I go past his place and it's already been sewn, but I'm allowed to wear that even on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, V'yash oisrim lelofshoi koil sheyedua she'enu yehudi gomoroi b'Shabbos. The Ramah brings down from the Gos Hashri that even al atzad, there was no problem of kablonis. If I know that it was done on Shabbos, lechatchila, I shouldn't wear it on Shabbos. This shita holds it's also to wear it on Shabbos. But zeh ramtim b'mitzvah Shabbos v'chdei sheyase v'hochi nog lechatchila. Im lo yishetzorich elov b'Shabbos sh'oz yesh lo'akel. Ramah says, if I need it for Shabbos, then I'm going to have to be making for it. If not, lechatchila, you should wait b'chdei sheyasu. Shavur says it only goes on when it was melachas deraisa. Back upon him, when melachas deraisa take place on Shabbos, Lechatchila, you're supposed to wait b'chdei sheyasu. Meaning to say, I gave my car to be repaired. I know that the repair took place on Shabbos. I know that he did melachas deraisas to repair my car. Lechatchila, don't go Motzah Shabbos and pick it up and say that the goy did it. Adaita the nafshe because it was kablonus and he wasn't mechuv to do it on Shabbos. Lechatchila, when he's supposed to wait b'chdei sheyasu, even though the goy is considered having done it for himself. Number one. Number two. Another halacha, that even al atzad, as the goy, does a melacha completely for himself, or he did it letzorech Yisrael b'Shabbos, is that itself is also, that's not like a tchila, it's also for you to be nana from it. So a goy goes and lights a candle for me on Shabbos, and I need it, there's no tesefes hanor, that goy lit it for me on Shabbos, I didn't ask him to do it. It's not knas because of Amir Le Nochri, he did it for himself. I didn't ask him. But he did it for me on Shabbos. Doing it for me on Shabbos makes an Issa no on Shabbos. So in the case of Kablonis, he didn't do it for me on Shabbos, he did it for himself. because it was Kabbalonis, I didn't even need it on Shabbos, I'm going to fetch it a few days after Shabbos. That was a halacha because the malacha took place on Shabbos. Here's a different halacha. A goy does a malacha for me from Shabbos, even on Atzadas. I never told him to do it for me on Shabbos, but it was done for me on Shabbos. Then it's not only lachatchila, it's also to be nene from that malacha on Shabbos, b'chdei she'asu, on Motzei Shabbos. That's both Modan and Shulchan Aruch, where a goy does a malacha, the raisa of lighting a candle, and it's Modan, even a bigger chiddush, that in a place where the goy does malacha in order to sell items to Yid on Motzei Shabbos, the Yidin haven't asked him to do the malacha, but he's prepared the malacha on Shabbos in order that the Yidin should be able to buy these items from him straight away on Motzei Shabbos. So it's considered as malacha done l'tzorech the Yidin. Also learn this from men on Motzei Shabbos b'chidei she'yasu. It wasn't done for particular Yid. Nobody asked him to do it, but he did it in order to sell it to Yidin on Motzei Shabbos. Malacha done for Yid on Shabbos is automatically also ba'no, even on Atzad, there was no malacha involved. So now let's see, before the Mishluchim make a start, what's when a person has postal deliveries on Shabbos. So this, three ofanim, there's the normal, call it second class mail, when I post it before Shabbos, and it's no commitment at all for it to arrive on Shabbos. You got another case, which we don't have, so it's not common here. In America, it's common. When you want to have your mail collected, you don't have to go to a post box to deliver it. You have a box outside your house, the same way as the postman goes and delivers it into the box, which is outside your pathway to the street. You can put your letter to be collected inside it, and you lift up the flag, and the postman, when he drives past in the morning, he sees where the flags lift up, and he goes and he fetches the mail. So I've asked the goy, put him before Shabbos, but I've asked the postman when he goes on Shabbos to pick up that mail. That's the second case. And then you've got the third case, which is overnight delivery, where the goy, the grocery company, are machayev themselves to make sure that the item should be delivered the next day. So if I put something in the post box before Shabbos for second class delivery, so as far as the delivery is concerned, it's kabbalonis, adayta denafshi. He's not mechuyev to do anything for me, Be'etzen, on Shabbos. And if he does want to deliver it quicker, I didn't ask him. I wasn't mechayev. I never paid for him to do it after on Shabbos. If he decides to do it quicker, or on Shabbos itself, I delivered it on Wednesday, and the mikra is being delivered on Shabbos. I'm talking about as the pe'ula shaboy. I'm getting a pe'ula for... The Purim wasn't done Dafka for Shabbos. When he delivers it, it's not Purim which is done Dafka for Shabbos. He's delivering it. He doesn't plan it Dafka the SUV for Shabbos.
If I put the light on for Yid on Shabbos, it's a problem.
Yes, because I'm...
The guy has done whatever Mlocha driving to deliver something to you on Shabbos. You're doing
it. Let's not discuss the delivery divide at this stage. You're talking about me getting the Pu'ula of him posting. We'll discuss that separately. If the letter arrives by me from Shabbos, how much am I allowed to be there from Shabbos? Also, but let's put that aside. Divide, am I allowed to get to put something in the post box before Shabbos and get the goy to deliver it? Am I asking the goy to the postman to do it for me on Shabbos? Not when the recipient, when it arrives by him, is he allowed to read it on Shabbos? Am I allowed to post it before Shabbos, knowing that it's going to be delivered on Shabbos? Am I allowed to go on Friday afternoon?
Collected on Shabbos
in the post box outside my house or in the street. So if I put a second class stamp and I put it into the post box, and there's two parts. There's the part of being the delivery, sorting out all those malachas done on Shabbos, that's a daita d'nafshe, because no mechuyev to do it. But like you said correctly, when I put it into the post box, and Shabbos comes in the winter early, and I put it just before there's the next collection. The next collection, it says on the box, is going to be 5:30 or 6 o'clock. So there, the mechuyev to pick up that letter to empty the post box, because they write clearly on the post box that there'll be a collection, whatever time it is, and I give it just before Shabbos, and I know that collection is going to be on Shabbos itself.
You're talking about Amir al-Akum now,
don't you? So now you've got Amir al-Akum, get a goy to do malacha. So that Amir al-Akum is talking is for the Rabbanon, with the Ribu B'Shurim, who's not only doing for me, he's doing it for lots of other people, and I told him ready before Shabbos, so, and he's doing for Drabonon, he's taking it from Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, the post box is Rosh Hashanah, Derech Kamelis, to take it to another Rosh Hashanah, so he's talking about Melacha Drabonon of Emela Akum with the Ribbo B'Shurim, which I told him before Shabbos. Now a person doesn't have to be worried about, even if he puts the letter in the letterbox just before Shabbos or second class postage, that's not a problem. Well, the problem is, number one, in America, when I put the post outside my house and I've told the goy to come and collect it from my mailbox on Shabbos, and then he started doing a melacha for me on Shabbos, even at the later stage, maybe other letters as well, but I've asked him, mitzavim, to come and take that, that's a melacha direct for me. V'chein, if I ask a goy, if I go and I get it delivered on some express delivery, so even if I gave it before Shabbos, but there, I was mechayev the goy to do that pa'ula on Shabbos. So that's a pa'ula of a goy doing a delivery, which has to take place on Shabbos. So that's a goy doing a pa'ula for me. So if I do a first class postage, and I give it on Friday morning, and I know it has to arrive there the next day, it's guaranteed, if it's guaranteed, something which is guaranteed.
Next day delivery.
Oh, so next day delivery makes a huge difference. What does next day delivery mean? If next day delivery means by 12 o'clock the next night, and nowadays, there's they don't use official firm staff to do the delivery. They get any person to go over. Yeah, people who are freelance workers to go and do the delivery. And if they're only machayev themselves, that should be by 12 o'clock the next day. So Motzei Shabbos. It was much earlier, so I wasn't kibbeh menachta b'Shabbos b'chal. The fact that there's a high chance of it taking place on Shabbos, I wasn't asking to do it on Shabbos. So it's only a problem of next day delivery if the time of the delivery has to be within
1 o'clock, for instance.
Yes, if it's guaranteed by 1 o'clock, and then I've got a problem, then because it's done for me, and there's no way of getting it done before Shabbos, so it's done on Shabbos, and Mamela, I've got a problem of next day delivery.
What's the difference if it's subcontracting it or not? What's the difference? You said some of them are subcontracted to other companies to deliver it. What's the difference?
So, this, we discussed when this is Nekudas Chiddush. Rabbi Falkwin has his tshuva of posting letters. So he writes that if it has to be delivered for the next day, if it's a tzech mitzvah, then you're allowed to be mekel. His lomdus, why you're allowed to be mekel? The tzech mitzvah is because we learned, when again, tamir la mira, if I ask a goy to get another goy to do a melach on Shabbos, amir la mira, he says, machalik is achreinim, machavas yoy, which means also the tzerech mitzvah. These heterim, there's a heter of amir lamira. Amir lamira means I tell one goy who tells another goy to do melacha for me on Shabbos. Amir lamira, we pass in Shas Atchak is muta on Shabbos. You say the heter of amir lamira is because the same as a shvus to shvus. We look, I'm telling one goy. I'm not him to do melacha. Him to tell another guy is the equivalent of a shvus l'shvus, and has the term of shvus l'shvus. Those who argue say it's not called shvus l'shvus. It's telling the guy to do melacha doesn't have such a heter. But those who are mekel on amir l'amir hold it's called shvus l'shvus. When I have my property management, I manage properties, and something breaks on Shabbos. Instead, it was a problem because I'm going to call up a company, they're going to repair the properties on Shabbos. So there, the company I call up are working for me. And may even be, even if you consider the who they contact in order to do the repair work, are they working for the company, and the company I've asked are working for me, the property management. But the property management are zicha working for me. How do you look at Royal Mail? How do you look at all the people in Royal Mail? When I pay money for my postage, is it that the postman is my worker? The postman's not my worker. He doesn't know me. He's working for Royal Mail, and I paid Royal Mail for a service. You can be done on it, but a profound understands that the worker is not working for me at all. The worker is working for Royal Mail, and I have asked Royal Mail to deliver that letter for me. So, Mela, if I've got an express delivery or I've got a first class service of Royal Mail, in a case that has to be delivered the next day, even al atzad, as the goy who's driving the parcel to wherever I've asked it to be driven, is considered of kaveh amalachta b'Shabbos because I needed that work to be done on Shabbos. but he's not working for me. He's working for the company that I've paid to ask him to do on Shabbos. And that's again a heta b'mbeil amira. Because I'm asked the company who've asked the guy to do it. And therefore, mainly you've got a heta of shvus to shvus. So that's not a heta l'chatchila to give something an express delivery before Shabbos, because you can't get a guy to do mrocha d'raisa for you on Shabbos. But if I give money to a guy, if I do an express delivery for something which is a tzerech mitzvah, or something which is ready, tzerech gadol, hefsed gadol, these things you have a heta, the same heta as you have a heta of shvus to shvus, which really makes it much easier. It's not automatic that something is going to be delivered on Shabbos, that it's automatically working for me and it's also. It's not that the guy who's driving the car, who's driving the vehicle, is working for me. He's working for the company, and the company is working for me. So it's Amir Amir. Amir Amir is going to have the normal attain. If it's a Tzerech Mitzvah.
What is the Tzerech
Mitzvah? What would be a Chetim Tzerech Mitzvah? Shul needs something for Shabbos. Shul needs something for Shabbos. A Tzerech Yom Tov. Seder, whatever it is, something which is a food on Shabbos, all these activities. So we'll see next week, Mr. Shem, over to Amazon, the pickups and deliveries and everything that arrives on Shabbos, Mr. Shem, next week. And deliveries that arrive late before Shabbos and arrive on Shabbos, and what they're dealing with those halachas, Mr. Shem, finish up next week.